Brent Murphy stands on a windy alpine ridge covered with short plants and wildflowers. He's overlooking a deep valley not far from the Alaska border. Murphy's a spokesman and environmental official for Seabridge Gold. That's the company working to develop the Kerr Sulphurates Mitchell prospect into a mine.
We're on the west slope of the proposed tailing management facility for the KSM project. You can see in front of us is the valley that we're proposing to utilize.
Working with government and tribal officials, the company chose this valley to dam and store mine tailings. That's the waste rock left after gold, copper, and other valuable minerals are removed.
And from an environmental, economic, operational, safety point of view, this is the best location to ensure a responsible project.
A helicopter takes us across snowfields and glaciers to another valley, this one barren, with steep iron red-brown stained walls. Trickling streams and gushing waterfalls carry the naturally occurring acid rock drainage into a nearby creek. That small waterway eventually connects with the Unic River, which crosses the border north of Ketchikan. This is where miners will dig one of several huge pits to extract the ore. Most of the water will be diverted. Murphy says what they can't keep out of the pits will be collected for treatment.
And there'll be a dam located just downstream, about 3.5 kilometers from here, and that'll basically hold the water back, and then we'll direct the water to a water treatment plant, and then it'll be discharged into Sulphurettes Creek.
And that goes into the Unic?
That goes into the Unic, yes.
Those plans and many more are part of an environmental assessment that just won provisional approval from Canadian officials. It follows a similar decision from the province. The federal report says, quote, the agency concludes that the KSM project is not likely to cause significant adverse environmental effects. It goes on to say mitigation measures included in the report will take care of whatever problems exist. Greg Knox is executive director of the Skeena Wild Conservation Trust, a British Columbia watershed protection group. He says the decisions are no surprise.
Government in British Columbia is very pro-industry, and they try to do what they can to make projects go ahead. So their statements are as expected.
The company's measures include the water treatment plant in the Unic watershed. They also include the tailings storage facility, which drains into the Nass River, which empties into the ocean not far from the southeast Alaska border. Members of the public have through August 20th to comment on the lengthy plan. That may not be easy, says biologist Kevin Koch, who works for the Gitnyau Fisheries Authority, part of the tribal government for a region including the Nass River.
These facts might be buried, like with KSM, within a 33,000-page environmental assessment application. And sometimes it's tricky to make sure you've got the right facts within these massive applications.
But Alaska critics won't hesitate to let their views be known. A press release citing representatives of the Tlingit-Haida Central Council, the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, Rivers Without Borders, and other groups names numerous problems with the project. They say polluted mine water from the KSM will damage salmon and other fish that spend part of their lives in Alaska waters. They worry a catastrophic dam collapse could destroy extensive areas of habitat, and they say there's no guarantee that the people promising to protect the environment will be around when they're most needed. Knox of the Conservation Trust agrees.
If they do either start to build a mine or they build the mine and operate it for part or all of the timeline, and then something happens to the company, then there's a real risk to the people of BC, the people of Canada, and potentially those folks downstream.
Back at the KSM mine site, Seabridge Gold's Murphy says the company is sincere in its efforts to protect the environment. He says the assessment plan is full of ideas from critics, tribal leaders, fishermen, hunters, and others concerned about the project. Murphy points out that the environmental assessments are just part of the process of approving the project for construction. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Terrace, British Columbia, east of Prince Rupert and about 200 miles southeast of Ketchikan.